Hey guys, it's Amanda from WattTips.com. I wanted to go over some more about working at home with kids. I went over it earlier today with my son, Damien, and I just had some more tips that I thought we could share. The first would be, you know, schedule everything. That's really important. You need a schedule. Stick with it. Make sure you fit in all of your appointments, either doctor's appointments for your kids, any extracurricular activities that you have with your kids, and then your work schedule. Being able to schedule important phone calls between your events with your kids makes your life a whole lot easier. The second thing is try to separate your work from your home life, which is hard. When you're a mommy, you know, you want to work as much as possible so that you can earn money for your kids and to be able to do things with your kids that you normally couldn't do if you didn't have the money. But you want to make sure that you're finding a good balance between home life and time with your family. I know sometimes I work too much and I really need to slow down a little bit and I have to think about my kids. So I try to schedule some time so that we're doing something together. Choose a job that works for you. If you're having a screaming, crying baby, you don't want to do something where you're on the phone all the time. So phone customer service isn't going to work for you. But if you love customer service and you're good at it, you could do a live chat. That way you're just typing and the kids can make as much noise as possible. You just got to choose what's going to work for you and for your family. Decide what's more important. That can be hard too. If your baby's sick, take the day off, even if you are working at home. You can still take days off. Choose a distraction-free area for your office. Don't make it in the middle of a room with your kids running around screaming. Make it a separate area so you have your own space and your kids aren't allowed in it. Or if they are, they can only be in for short periods of time or with your permission. Ask for help if you need it. Even though you're working at home, you're still working. So if you need a babysitter or a nanny or whatever, ask for that help. There's no shame in that. Keep babies entertained by having like a pack and play or a playpen or just laying them down on a rug or a blanket or something like that. Lay them down, surround them with toys, keep them occupied. For infants, you could try baby wearing. I did that when my second was an infant. You know, it's really nice. You just get one of those Moby wraps. As you're typing, the baby's just laying against you. It works really well. For an older kid, I used to like to give my son, Damien, a keyboard that wasn't attached to anything. And then he would sit there and he'd work with me. So you could try something like that. On your breaks, use your breaks to give your kids your full attention. Schedule yourself 15, 20-minute breaks or an hour lunch or whatever and just focus 100% on your kids and really just take the time to play with them, entertain them, do what you couldn't do while you were working. With older kids, if it gets too loud, shut the door and get a fan. A fan is real nice. It's background noise, so it just blocks everything out. Shut the door, tell them not to bother you, and then, you know, unless it's emergency. If it's an emergency, knock. Just, you need your own spot sometimes. Also, a fan is good if you live in a city or if you live in an area where there's a lot of noise. Blocks out the extra noise. So that's a good tip to use for really anything. Don't get too overwhelmed. The greatest thing about being, you know, working at home is that you're around your kids. It's awesome. You can be a stay-at-home mom and still make a living, still make an income. So just make sure that you don't get too overwhelmed. Take a day off. You know, take a day off and relax. Spend time with your children. Working at home and being a parent is amazing. I'm lucky. I get to work at home, make a living, and I get to spend every moment of every day with my two amazing children. So I just wanted to go over that, you know, touch on more tips there for you. I do have this linked in the description below. And don't forget to check out WattTips.com. We have a ton of links to different work-at-home jobs. They're all legitimate. I research every link that I put on here and make sure they're scam-free. You earn real money. This isn't your get-rich-quick schemes. This is, you can make a career out of working at home. You can make real money doing things that you love. I just posted an article today about working at home and being a nurse. You can work at home doing, you know, nursing, teaching, customer service. There's a ton of them out there. So don't rely on these get-rich-quick schemes and find a work-at-home career, not just a job, not just a gig or an opportunity. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye.